Today is what we're calling Vision Sunday, and it's an opportunity to basically get on the same page as a church community. And I wanted to look at one passage that we have probably read through before. It's Acts chapter 2, and I want to read just the first six verses, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And I've titled this morning's message, The Regathering. The Regathering. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound, like the blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. This is God's word. When you take a moment to step back and look at the totality of Scripture, you will find two dynamics often taking place. You find that God at times sometimes scatters his people, and other times he regathers them. And whether God's people have been scattered to the four winds or they're being regathered, God's hand has always been in those two contrasting dynamics. He always uses both scattering as well as a regathering, not for our comfort or for our happiness, but for his greater kingdom purposes. We think about Genesis 11 that captures for us a very unique time in human history when people following the great flood wanted to stick together. And so they built something called the Tower of Babel. They, in their own power and strength, apart from including God in those plans, desire to build a community, a society, a city devoid of God and anything that he represented, and build a city for themselves that would reach the heavens. That kind of gathering was not a good one. And we all know from being familiar with Genesis 11, that God, not in his punishment, but in his profound love and grace, confused their languages, and therefore they scattered to the four winds throughout the world. It was his grace, because could you imagine building your families and your neighborhoods and your society devoid of God? What that would look like. The epitome of what we call humanism. In his great love for humanity and to accomplish his purposes, he scattered them. We see this pattern throughout Scripture. God scatters his people, he regathers them. And I believe that as we look at Scriptures, in the different times he is done those two things, his hand has been throughout all those different gatherings and scatterings. I think without a doubt, we have been profoundly scattered through COVID-19. It's been really wonderful these past several months to be able to, for the pastors, not preach to an empty room and just to a camera lens. It's wonderful. And I look forward to the day when we will be gathered as we were in early March without masks, so I can see your beautiful smiles and encouragement even in your facial expressions. I'm imagining and putting smiles through your mask right now as we're gathered together. We look forward to that. But we have been in a time of profound scattering, a virtual scattering, because for the most part, we haven't moved away. We just haven't been able to meet and connect and worship as we once did. Only recently are we slowly starting to do that. And probably for a lot of us, it's been a very humbling time to have been virtually scattered in this pandemic diaspora. Without meeting together, as scriptures commands us, let us not give up the habit of meeting together in order to encourage one another as the day of Christ's return once again approaches. It's probably been a very humbling time because we realize that we probably weren't as strong as we envisioned ourselves to be. I know I struggled a lot. When you physically aren't in worship and connecting in small groups and that accountability that happens when we see each other face to face, it's far easier to spiritually drift, to lose the fire that God has put into our bones when His Holy Spirit has been deposited in our hearts and lives. I'm probably not the only one that has struggled with feeling isolated and lonely and discouraged and even depressed. And it's probably a lot more difficult to really stay connected, not only to one another, but to God in word and prayer when we're scattered during a time of a pandemic. But when we look at our passage in Acts chapter 2, the Jews have been scattered throughout the Roman Empire. And we find it absolutely fascinating and bewildering as God calls His people to Jerusalem to once again not only see one another from all different nations and ethnicities, but to be united in an anti-Babel experience where they're uniting under the banner of God Himself. And they're united by the power and filling of God's Holy Spirit. In a context of worship, in the Word of God, miracles begin to happen. They meet the Holy Spirit in such a profound way that what caused them to be scattered in the Tower of Babel in Genesis is now being reversed by the Spirit of God. And as they are regathering at Jerusalem, and as the Holy Spirit is meeting them and filling them and guiding them and uniting them, they are becoming a new people, getting ready to once again, in a few chapters later, to be rescattered through the great persecution led by a man named Saul. And so throughout the scriptures we see this. God gathers His people, He scatters them, He regathers them, He scatters them. The word that has really come to my mind as a theme for this year is regather. Regather. Last night we had a wonderful time of worshiping outdoors in the back lot, and there were church members that I've not seen since early March. And to be honest, there were a few names that I had to do a double take on my mind. Oh, shoot, what was their name again? Because it's been so long. New relationships, new habits, new patterns have already formed in people's lives. And as I talk with different pastors, they're experiencing the same challenges and dynamic. The first month or two, everyone's logging on, watching the services virtually, but as time has passed, that has petered out. We have been in a time of historic disconnection and scattering during this global pandemic. But the theme that I wanted to share for this coming year is regather. As we look to Acts chapter 2 as our guide, regather, church, Trinity. Let us begin to regather, united by the plans, vision, and purposes of God. What I don't mean necessarily, and for many who are watching at home or will log on later, that everyone has to come back to in-person worship. There are many of us, because of underlying health conditions, because of concerns just regarding vulnerability to the virus, we cannot do that, and we totally understand. Please do not misunderstand me that I'm forcing everyone to regather physically. I'm not. But during this upcoming year, and I think it's going to take at least a full year, as we have been profoundly scattered through this pandemic, we have to take baby steps towards beginning to regather ourselves as the body of Christ once again. How many of us would be excited to do that again in our lives? Anyone? All right. Once again, I don't think it's going to be just a one-time event or a weekend or even something that will all go back to normal between now and Christmas. I think it will probably take us an entire year to begin to regather. Regathering means to get reconnected relationally and in fellowship. It means once again to be united under the banner of the kingdom of God and the power and filling of God's Holy Spirit. Not just because we miss our friends, but because the mission of God continues even during a global pandemic. And it can only continue through us, through a church that is reconnected, regathered, and reunited once again. And so that's going to be our focus in this upcoming year. As a lot of our children have returned back to school and experiencing a new normal, we also will take those baby steps to begin to regather as the Church of Christ here at Trinity. For some of us who cannot join us physically and in person, it means even though maybe our live stream is not as exciting or dynamic as maybe some of the other churches out there, that you make a regular commitment to reconnect virtually at least once a week, if possible, during this actual service time, to begin to get relationally and spiritually reconnected with the body of Christ. Because no matter how strong you think you are, When you disconnect from the body of Christ, you can only go so far. And even I myself have struggled tremendously during these past several months. Because when we are separated and scattered, we aren't as strong as we think ourselves to be. We need the body of Christ. For a lot of us, as summer has now ended, we want to really begin to think about getting reconnected in our life groups, in our small groups, where whether it's in person or alternating weeks or virtually, we need to log on, be reconnected with a handful of people that know us, love us, and care for us, and begin to do life together once again. It is critically important. Every meeting that the pastors and leaders have, and we have a lot of them, I always have to take a deep breath before logging on, because I'm practically tired of them. I'm burnt out of them. A man could only take so many of these meetings throughout the week, but always, always, after reconnecting in some kind of meaningful and significant way, I found my heart refreshed. I sometimes start singing after these meetings, doing a funny Peter Kim dance to my kids, because God has reconnected my heart with others for the purpose of God's mission and kingdom. It brings life. And so over this course of this year, that is going to be our mission and our vision. To pursue God and His passion for people has not changed, my friends. We still have a concern for our community and for our neighbors and friends. But at this time of regathering, much of our pursuit has to be towards one another. For those that are part of the family of God that call Trinity home. And the pastors have been picking up the phone, calling members, people that we've not seen, our friends, brothers and sisters in Christ for months, and it's been wonderful to begin to reconnect. I think that is what our pursuit is going to look a lot like. It doesn't mean we ignore what's going on in our communities here in Manchester and the communities in which we live, but a lot of our pursuit has to be focused on regathering our church so that we can be united and strengthened for the mission ahead. And so that's where a lot of our focus is going to be in this upcoming year. We have to get to know one another again. As we heard beautifully in last Sunday's service, we have to begin to practice communal discipleship by breaking bread, eating together, recentering our lives to Christ in one another as we carry out the mission of God. We'll be united in prayer, corporate worship, as we pursue one another passionately. And so I want us to really begin to think about that prayerfully. What does it look like to pursue one another in a year where we need to strengthen and regather ourselves for God's greater mission and His purposes? Our vision has not changed. We will be a church for our city that pursues God and His passion for people through a gospel movement starting in Manchester, our communities, and then the world. But in this upcoming year, we need to passionately pursue one another as we seek to regather the church through all the challenges of being scattered during a pandemic. But the pandemic alone has not caused the scattering that we have experienced. Our society and culture has gone through an upheaval regarding racial injustice. And as I've met with our board and our pastors and leaders, as these past couple of months, we've seen a lot of strong emotion, a lot of events that have taken place in our nation that has really torn our nation apart. I've really prayerfully considered what we are going to jump into next in terms of our fall teaching series. And with the blessing of our leaders, pastors, our board, we are going to launch into a fall series that I've titled Race Matters, God's Heart for the Nations. We're going to be looking at the book of Ephesians and examining what the early church went through in a global city, a globalized culture that the church of Ephesus found themselves in a very multi-ethnic, multicultural world where ethnic tensions and racism was a real challenge even within the church. And as we journey through Ephesians, we'll begin to really examine what God has to say regarding some of our present challenges today. Believe me, it would have been far easier not to dive into this topic at this time, but I think as a church, we cannot shy away from challenging times and challenging messages. And so in conjunction with our life groups, we'll be following the titles and the passages on a series called Race in the Gospel, taught by Matt Chandler and Brian Loritz, that will be found on our Right Now media video platform. And for those life groups that choose to, and I would encourage a good number of our life groups to do this, to follow along as you join us corporately for worship, as I take us through Ephesians, as Matt Chandler and Brian Loritz, in a conversational style, will be talking about race in the gospel, and then there will be studies also available that small groups can go through. This topic is something that we need to talk about, because if we don't, the message of our culture and world will begin to grab our hearts. But I believe that God has something to say about the tensions that we are going through, and I believe my job as pastor is to equip the saints to be able to navigate through some of the complexities and challenges that we find ourselves in. We'll be having a few guest speakers, other covenant pastors who are pastoring in very different ministry contexts, come once a month to share their heart, their story, their journeys, their experiences with us, and as you meet in small groups to talk about it, as you process it together communally, I believe it'll be a tremendous time where we can hear from God and begin to learn how we can live out our biblical convictions in a world that is tearing itself apart regarding this issue. I'll be available to talk and speak with anyone regarding any concerns, as I've been doing these past couple of weeks as word has gotten out about the series that we're doing, but I'm excited, yes, a little bit nervous, but thrilled that we have an opportunity to really be the church during troubled times. And so please, pray for me, pray for our staff. Our children will also be tracking along in a justice journey as well as we look at scriptures and see God's heart for the nations. So this will be a communal experience as we study and hear from God regarding his heart for the nations of the world. As we think about that, let us be in prayer for the challenges we have even in trying to regather. As many of us have gotten used to being lone rangers out there, it's going to be definitely a dynamic that we are going to have to rely fully upon God's strength and power as we seek to regather our church. But over the course of this year, as we do that, I believe we're going to see amazing things that are yet to come. And so with that, please join me in word of prayer. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, it has been a tough time for all of us here in this room and watching at home, and we'll also who will log on a little later to watch this service. we have been tremendously humbled, Lord, of how weak we really are when we are left to our own devices, our own disconnection, our own hearts. We desperately need the body of Jesus Christ to keep us going in the direction that you call us to go. I pray in this time of great disconnection and the scattering that we have been in, that over the course of this year, that you begin to regather us as your united people, touched and filled by the Holy Spirit of God, that we will be united. We'll hear from you, Lord, even as we press into a series regarding race and the gospel. Lord, this is a firecracker of a topic. We desperately need your wisdom, your grace, and your love as we endeavor to allow the Word of God to examine us and guide us in the midst of the cultural wars that we find ourselves in. And as we begin to regather, Lord, give us a heart as a shepherd looks for sheep that have gone their own way. Give us that kind of heart collectively as we pursue one another, even within the church. Give us that kind of love and grace and missional vision, even with one another, as we seek to regather as the church this coming year. We give you thanks, honor, and glory for what you're going to do. Speak to us, regather us under the banner of the name of Jesus Christ once again for your honor and glory. Amen.